Okay, so are you ready for this? Ready to dive into some crazy, cool AI stuff that's happening right now?
Yeah, hit me with it.
We're looking at a whole bunch of news from December 3rd, 2024.
Okay.
And let me tell you, the future is getting seriously wild.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
It's not just like one thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like we've got these breakthroughs and these funding wars and
Right.
even some like AI mysteries
Ooh, missed
to
me.
kind of unpack today.
Okay.
So buckle up.
Okay, I'm buckled.
Because we're about to step into a world
Right.
where you can explore like a full 3D world generated from a single photo.
Wow.
And you can listen to AI hosts debating like your research paper.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's that kind of day.
It's that kind of day,
It's
huh?
that kind of day.
I'm excited.
I know, me too.
So where do we start?
Well, I think we should start with World Labs.
Okay.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I've heard whispers.
So they've developed this technology. They can transform a single image, like just a photograph, into a fully explorable 3D world.
Oh, wow.
It's like stepping right into a picture.
That's incredible. The implications of this are huge.
Yeah, right.
Like, imagine gaming,
Oh my God.
virtual tourism,
Yeah.
architecture and
Yeah, it's
design.
like walk through a building.
Exactly. Picture this. You are brainstorming some design concept, you snap a quick photo, and boom, you're walking through a 3D model.
And it's like a virtual representation of your idea.
Exactly.
Wow.
And the fact that Fei-Fei Li is heading this up,
Oh yeah, she's
a
amazing.
renowned AI pioneer.
She's like a legend in the field.
He is.
I mean, it's still early days though,
Of
right?
course, yeah.
The articles that I was reading, they mentioned some limitations,
Oh, really? Like what?
like restricted movement in the environments and occasional glitches.
Sure.
Typical.
Well, you know, every groundbreaking technology goes through these growing pains.
Right.
But
Exactly.
the potential here is undeniable.
It's Hugh.
It's like the early days of the internet, you know? We're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
It really makes you wonder, like, what those virtual worlds will be like in a few years.
I know, right? It's so exciting.
Okay, so switching gears completely.
Okay.
Remember ChatGPT?
Of course. Yeah.
Like, super smart chatbot everyone's been using.
Yeah,
Well,
yeah.
keeping that thing running
Yeah.
is costing OpenAI a fortune.
Oh, really?
Over $5 billion a year.
Wow. 5 billion.
5 billion
That's a lot of money.
a year.
Yeah.
And now to kind of cover those costs,
Yeah.
they're thinking about adding, wait for it, ads.
Ads. Oh, really?
Ads.
That's interesting.
I know, right?
Well, it's a classic dilemma
It is.
for these tech companies,
Yeah.
especially the ones dealing with cutting-edge AI.
For sure.
They need to find a way to monetize these tools to
Yeah.
ensure their sustainability, right?
Exactly.
So currently, OpenAI, they generate revenue through subscriptions
Right.
and API access.
And what is API access?
API access allows developers to integrate ChatGPT's capabilities
Okay.
into their own
So it's
applications.
like other companies.
Yeah, think of it as giving other companies a piece of ChatGPT's intelligence
Oh,
to use in their own products.
Okay, got it, got it.
But it's clearly not enough to cover those massive operating costs.
$5 billion, I mean.
Right. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot.
And here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
The reports suggest that OpenAI's executives are kind of divided on
Yeah.
this idea of ads.
Wow, interesting.
Apparently, the CEO, Sam Altman,
Yeah.
was vehemently against it before, but now they've been bringing in top talent
Oh, from where?
from companies like Google and Meta to
Really?
build an advertising team.
Oh, so they're serious about this.
It seems so.
Wow, I would have mixed feelings about
Yeah.
seeing ads in ChatGPT.
I think a lot of people would.
Yeah, for sure.
It raises the question, what trade-offs are we willing to make
Yeah.
for free access to these AI tools?
For sure.
You know, will ads compromise the quality of the results or potentially even influence the AI's responses?
That's a good question.
These are crucial questions to be asking
Yeah.
as AI becomes more integrated.
Into our lives.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, nobody loves being bombarded
Yeah.
with ads,
Right.
but free access to these powerful tools
Yeah.
is incredibly valuable.
It
It's a
is.
tough balance.
It is. It's a tough
It
balance.
is.
Yeah.
But let's move on to something a bit more fun.
Okay. What's that?
So, AI is becoming remarkably skilled
That's.
at animating and voicing characters for videos.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah,
That's cool.
I know.
That's a game changer.
I think so too.
For content creators, it means you no longer need a massive studio
Right.
to produce high-quality animated content.
Exactly.
This technology puts the power in the hands of individuals and smaller businesses.
Yeah.
It's democratizing content creation in a big way.
Absolutely. And speaking of AI voices, Hume AI has just released this new tool called Voice Control.
Voice Control. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, what's really exciting about it
is
the level of detail that it offers developers.
Okay.
They can tweak all these little things.
Like what?
Like pitch nasality, even like the level of enthusiasm conveyed.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's pretty nuanced.
It is.
So you're telling me those robotic automated phone menus we all love to hate could actually start sounding human.
That's what they're saying.
Wow.
And maybe even pleasant.
Pleasant. I don't know if I can imagine that.
I know. It's crazy.
But think of the possibilities.
Yeah, right.
For customer service.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And more engaging interactions with AI.
Yeah.
It could really change things.
Okay, but hold on tight because we're about to go into an AI mystery.
Oh, I love mysteries.
So apparently ChatGPT crashes.
What?
When you mention certain names.
Really?
Yeah. Get this.
Mm.
The names are David Mayer.
Okay.
Jonathan Zittrain. And Jonathan Turley.
Hmm. Those are pretty normal names.
I know. And here's the weird part.
Right.
Zittrain and Turley are prominent AI writers.
They are.
And researchers.
Yeah.
So why the sudden silence when ChatGPT encounters their names?
Well, this is where we have to enter the realm of speculation.
Okay.
It could be a bug.
Okay.
A content filter gone haywire.
Yeah.
Or something else entirely.
Ooh, spooky.
We just don't have enough information yet.
But as you can imagine, the internet, particularly Reddit, is buzzing.
Oh, I bet.
With conspiracy theories.
Yeah, of course.
It's like the AI equivalent of a ghost story.
It kind of is.
Have you ever encountered an AI doing something you just couldn't explain?
Of course, AI is constantly evolving, which means there are always these unexpected quirks and behaviors that pop up.
Totally, totally.
That's part of what makes it so fascinating.
For sure. So speaking of fascinating developments.
Okay.
Google is adding a new twist to its Gemini AI tool.
Gemini, okay.
So they're introducing audio overviews.
Audio overviews? What's that?
So instead of just getting like text summaries of documents.
Right.
Now you can have AI generate audio versions.
Oh, that's cool.
I know, right?
That's great for people who prefer listening.
Yeah.
Or have difficulty reading.
Exactly, exactly.
Great. Makes the information more accessible.
And it gets even more interesting.
No. How so?
So imagine AI hosts engaging in these dynamic conversations.
Okay.
About your document.
Oh, wow.
Not just reading them aloud.
Right.
But actually discussing the key points, offering insights.
That's pretty cool.
And get this.
That's it.
To make it even more engaging.
Yeah.
They can even inject some humor into it.
Oh, that's fun.
I know, right?
So you're saying that my study sessions could soon involve witty banter with AI hosts.
That's what I'm saying.
That would be a game changer.
I know, right?
It's not as far-fetched as it might sound.
No, it's not.
Google has already experimented with similar concepts.
Oh, where?
In their Notebook LM project.
Oh, okay.
This could very well be the future of learning.
Wow. Imagine being able to train your own voice.
Yeah.
To join those AI discussions.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That would be incredible.
That would be very cool.
I know. Okay, so before we get too carried away dreaming about the future of learning, let's shift gears and cover some other noteworthy developments in the AI world.
Right.
Think of it as like a rapid fire round.
Oh, I like it.
Of AI news.
Let's dive in. Hit me with those AI highlights.
Okay, first up we have Cohere.
Cohere, yeah.
They released this new AI search model called ReRank 3.5.
ReRank 3.5, okay.
It's designed specifically for businesses.
Okay.
And it boasts some pretty impressive features.
Oh, like what?
Like better reasoning capabilities.
Okay.
Support for over 100 languages.
Wow.
And improved accuracy for searching documents and code.
So like finding that needle in the haystack is about to get a whole lot easier.
Especially for businesses.
Right. Dealing with mountains of data.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then there's the browser company.
The browser company. Okay.
We're teasing this new AI-powered browser called Daya.
Daya. Okay.
Imagine a browser that not only understands voice commands.
Yeah.
But also has these built-in writing and research tools.
Okay.
And it can even take actions for you within the browser.
Oh, wow. So a browser that can actually do things for me.
That's what they're saying.
That sounds incredibly powerful.
Yeah. It could be a real game changer in how we interact with the internet.
I can see that.
Okay. But let's shift gears to a more serious topic.
Oh, okay.
The U.S.-China chip war is heating up.
Oh, yeah, I've been hearing about that.
The U.S. Commerce Department has imposed these new restrictions on the export of AI-related chips to China.
This is about more than just chips, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
It's about who controls the future of AI.
Exactly.
It's a battle for technological dominance.
They're specifically targeting these high-bandwidth memory chips, which are crucial for AI development.
Yeah. So they're like super fast highways for data.
Yeah. Exactly.
Allowing AI systems to process information much faster.
Exactly.
So without them,
yeah,
AI development would be significantly hampered.
It's not just about the algorithms anymore.
Right.
It's also about the hardware.
The hardware
that makes those algorithms run.
It's like a high-stakes race.
It is.
To see who can build the fastest,
yeah,
most powerful AI systems.
Exactly. And speaking of competition.
Oh, yeah.
This AI chip startup... Tenstorrent.
Tenstorrent, okay.
It's raised a staggering $700 million in funding.
Wow, $700 million. That's a serious vote of confidence.
It is. Who's behind this massive investment?
Well, Samsung is a key player.
Okay.
And surprisingly, Jeff Bezos is also involved.
Really? Jeff Bezos?
Yeah.
Wow.
This funding round values the company at $2.6 billion.
Okay.
It clearly signals that the battle for AI hardware supremacy is far from over.
So we've got groundbreaking technologies,
yeah,
geopolitical maneuvering, and now this funding frenzy in the AI world.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep track of.
It is. So what else is happening out there?
Well, here's a development I find particularly interesting.
Okay.
NOS Research is launching this distributed AI training effort.
Okay.
They're pre-training a 15 billion parameter language model.
Okay.
And they're doing it live over the internet.
Hold on. They're training this massive AI model.
Yeah.
In real time,
yeah,
for everyone to see.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
It's all about transparency.
Okay.
They want to demystify the process,
really,
of building these complex AI models,
okay,
and encourage more open collaboration.
Okay.
By making the training process public,
yeah,
they're inviting scrutiny and feedback.
So it's kind of like opening, yeah, up the hood of a car.
Exactly.
And letting everyone watch as the engine's built.
It's a refreshing approach in a field that can sometimes feel shrouded in secrecy.
For sure. And finally, let's talk about infrastructure.
Okay.
Amazon Web Services, AWS.
AWS, yeah.
Is upgrading its data centers.
Okay, why?
To handle the increasing demands of, yeah, these next generation AI chips.
That makes sense. As AI models become more powerful,
yeah,
they require more computing power,
exactly,
and energy to run.
Exactly. So they're implementing these liquid cooling systems,
okay,
to keep those powerful chips from overheating.
Yeah, makes sense.
And they're also improving electrical efficiency.
To reduce energy consumption.
It's a massive undertaking to create the infrastructure.
It is.
Needed to support these cutting-edge AI systems.
So the advancements we're seeing in AI aren't just about,
yeah,
brilliant algorithms. It's, yeah, about the hardware,
yes,
the infrastructure,
yeah,
and even the global competition between nations.
Absolutely. It's this complex interplay of factors.
You hit the nail on the head.
It makes you wonder what the AI landscape,
yeah,
will look like in another 5 or 10 years.
I know. It's hard to predict with certainty, but I think it's safe to say,
right,
that we're on the cusp of some truly transformative changes.
In what way?
The way we work,
okay,
learn,
yeah,
and even interact with the world around us,
uh-huh,
is going to be profoundly impacted by AI.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. We started this whole deep dive,
yeah,
talking about AI generating these 3D worlds,
right,
from a single image.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about the infrastructure,
right,
needed to support these increasingly powerful systems.
It highlights the interconnectedness of everything in this field.
Yeah.
From the theoretical algorithms to the physical hardware that brings those algorithms to life.
It really is all connected.
It is.
Like a whole ecosystem.
Exactly.
That's driving this whole thing forward.
It is a fascinating time to be following this field.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
I'm starting to realize that understanding AI isn't just about,
yeah,
grasping the technical concepts.
Right.
It's about recognizing the broader,
mm-hmm,
societal,
yes,
economic, yeah, even political forces,
yeah, absolutely,
that are shaping its development.
You're absolutely right. It's about connecting the dots.
It is.
Understanding how all these different pieces fit together.
And seeing that big picture.
Yes.
That AI is not just a technology.
Right.
It's this force that's reshaping the world as we know it.
That's a great way to put it.
It can feel a bit overwhelming at times, though. Right?
Oh,
Trying to keep up with all these rapid
it
advancements.
can feel like you're trying to drink from a fire hose.
Exactly.
But I find it helps to focus on the core principles
Okay.
and the potential impact of these technologies.
So it's not about memorizing every technical detail.
No, not at all.
It's more about
Yeah.
understanding the essence of what's happening and
Exactly.
how it might affect our lives.
Exactly. You got it.
So for our listener
Yeah.
who's been on this deep dive with us,
Yeah.
what are some key takeaways?
I think the most important thing
Yeah.
is to remember that AI is a tool,
Okay.
a powerful tool, yes. But ultimately, it's up to us to decide how we use it.
That's a good point.
We need to be thoughtful and deliberate in our approach
Yeah.
to AI development
I love that.
and ensure that it aligns with our values
Yeah.
and goals as a society.
We're not just passive observers
No, we're not.
in this whole AI revolution.
Right.
We have a responsibility
We do.
to shape its development.
And that starts with staying informed,
Yes.
asking critical questions, and engaging in open dialogue about the future we want to create with AI.
Exactly. You know, it's easy to get caught up
Oh,
in
yeah.
all the hype and
Oh,
fear
wow.
surrounding AI.
It is.
But at its core, it's a tool
It is.
that has the potential to solve some of the world's most pressing problems.
That's an important point to remember.
Yeah.
AI is not inherently good or evil.
Right.
It's a reflection of our own intentions and aspirations
It's a mirror.
to
It's up
humanity.
to us to
Yeah.
guide its
It's
development.
like we're at a crossroads.
With AI,
Yeah.
we can choose to use it to create a more equitable,
Yes.
sustainable, and prosperous future.
Yes.
Or we can let it exacerbate these inequalities and
Right.
create new problems.
It's a choice we need to make collectively,
Yeah.
and it's a choice that will have far-reaching consequences for generations to come.
It is a weighty responsibility,
This.
but it's also an incredibly exciting opportunity.
I agree.
We have the chance to shape the future
We do.
with this powerful technology.
I wholeheartedly agree. It's a daunting challenge,
It is.
but it's also a challenge that I believe we're capable of meeting.
Well said. We've covered a lot of ground today,
We have.
from AI-generated 3D worlds
Right.
to the global race for AI chip dominance.
It's clear that this field is moving at a breakneck pace,
It is.
and it can be difficult to keep up.
It can.
But the key is to stay curious,
Yeah.
keep learning, and
Right.
engage in these important conversations about the future of AI.
You know, it's funny. We started this whole deep dive talking about AI generating these entire worlds
Yeah.
from a single image.
And now we're talking about AI potentially reshaping the real world.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing
It is.
when you think about it.
Yeah.
And speaking of things that are mind-blowing,
Yeah.
let's circle back to one of the most intriguing trends we discussed.
Okay.
AI voices.
It's remarkable how quickly this technology is advancing.
Right, we've gone from those like robotic monotone voices
Yeah.
to
Yeah.
AI that can like mimic human speech
Right.
with incredible accuracy. And now they're creating these entirely new,
Yeah.
unique vocal personalities.
It's true, and it raises some really thought-provoking questions.
Like what?
If AI can now speak in any voice,
Yeah.
how will we be able to distinguish between a real person
Yeah.
and a sophisticated AI?
It's like something straight out of a science fiction movie.
It is.
A world where you can't always be sure
Right.
who or what you're talking to.
Exactly. It's a question we're going to have to grapple with as
Yeah.
this technology becomes more sophisticated
For sure.
and integrated into our lives.
You know, we often focus on those practical applications of AI,
Yeah.
like how it can make our lives easier,
Right.
more efficient, more entertaining.
Of
But
course.
it's equally important
Yeah.
to consider those philosophical and ethical implications too.
Absolutely.
Like, how will these advancements shape our understanding
Yeah.
of what it means to be human?
Exactly. AI is challenging our assumptions
It is.
about identity, communication, even trust.
It's forcing us to confront these profound
It
questions
is, yeah.
about ourselves and our place in the world.
Big
They're
questions.
big questions.
Yeah.
So for our listener
Yeah.
who's been on this deep dive with us today,
Uh-huh.
we want to leave you with this thought.
Okay.
As you encounter AI in your daily life,
Yeah.
whether it's a chatbot,
Uh-huh.
a voice assistant,
Yeah.
or even a newsreader,
Right.
take a moment to consider the implications.
Yeah. Ask yourself,
Yeah.
who created this AI?
Okay.
What are its goals?
Was?
And how might it be shaping your perceptions and interactions?
These are questions worth pondering
They are.
because the future of AI isn't predetermined.
Right.
It's being shaped right now.
It is.
By the choices we make.
Yes.
The questions we ask. The conversations we have.
Well, what's it?
So on that note.
Yeah.
We come to the end of another deep dive.
Another one.
Into the ever-evolving world of AI.
It's always evolving.
I know. We hope you found it insightful.
Yeah.
And thought-provoking.
Absolutely.
And maybe even a little bit inspiring.
Inspiring.
And we encourage you to keep exploring these topics.
Yes.
And share your thoughts and questions with us.
The conversation about AI is just beginning.
It is.
And we're all in this together.
We are. Until next time.
Yes.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
And keep exploring.
Absolutely.